This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Just want to tell you that during the break, I asked our son to go out to the chicken coop and the chicken house. And 6 degrees, the floor of the chicken house with illumination, infrared heat, is 6 degrees. And so he's out there now. And so it was, we had 125-watt infrared bulb in there. It wasn't enough. Doubled it to 250. It wasn't enough. We're doubling it again right now with another 250. And so it looks like we're going to be at 1,125 watts heating the chickens so they don't freeze to death. The outside temperature of the chickens was in the 40 degrees on their feathers. We took a non-contact thermometer and checked that, and we checked the flue pipe of our outdoor wood stove, which is running full tilt, wide open throttle, and it was the flue pipe, which is stainless steel, 28 degrees. And this is a fire that's running, 450, 500 degrees. But the flue pipe is, it's so cold outside that the flue pipe is 28 degrees. This is real serious stuff, class. And if you have a house and your plumbing is subject to freezing, you might want to let that faucet drip, 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 so that you don't freeze the pipes. And I don't care what the government says. You've got to take care of you. You've got to protect your own property. Because if your pipes burst because they freeze, and it's because the grid went down and you have no electricity because of these man-made engineered climate conditions like we have right here, right now, in Missouri, and there's, you know, all over the Midwest, animals are dying, freezing to death, tractors aren't starting, farmers can't feed their animals. It's real serious stuff. And so if you expect the government to come fix that, you're dreaming. You're dreaming. You are in charge of you. So do what you have to do. I'm not saying violence. I'm just saying if you've got to let your pipes drip, let them drip. And we have a situation where we have fence chargers outside. And I've got a solar charger on the 12-volt deep cycle battery that runs the fence chargers to keep the cows from having their way with all the winter's hay supply. So we feed them, we unroll it, but if we don't have it fenced in, they'll destroy the hay because they're hungry right now. We feed them, and we feed them all that they need, but we ration it. Like right now, we're giving them our very best hay so they don't die. Well, there's a 12-volt battery that runs an electric fence charger around the hay. Well, it works great, except that in its solar, I've got a solar charger that I fabricated to keep it running. But we haven't had a full day of sunlight in over going on 7 weeks. So what am I going to do? If I don't go out there and top off that battery, like right after this broadcast, that battery's going to freeze. I'm going to have to buy another $200 battery. So how am I going to do it? Well, I'm going to go take the Jeep, that 1995 Jeep Wrangler, and I'm going to hook up some booster cables to the Jeep battery, raise the hood, and charge the battery that is running the solar fence charger. What I'm saying is, out-of-the-box thinking is, it's in vogue right now, and you need to do it. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. I have out-of-the-box thinking for you. How about considering moving to sunny California?
Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to high electric rates. I'm looking forward to regulations. I'm looking to forward to learning a new language. What language do you guys speak over there now?
Wokese. Wokenese. It's a cross between Valley Talk and Insane Asylum Talk.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, there's always room for learning, you know. And by the way, I mean, I don't really like pink. It's not one of the colors that when someone says, what's your favorite color? It never comes up pink. But, you know, why not? Why not change to that? You know, and maybe powder blue. Now, I do like the powder blue eggs that are cream leg bar chickens lay. I mean, it's really cool looking at powder blue eggs because you never see them, right? Well, our campers are going to see them because we're now making powder blue eggs. If we can keep our chickens alive long enough to get to the spring.
Yeah, wow. I could have sworn I heard on another radio show that we have global warming and we're all going to die from massive heat storms. Was I dreaming?
No, I don't think you're dreaming. And on Monday, Rich Sheban said to me, hey, Dane Wigington, can you, you know, we ought to have Dane Wigington on. So I called Dane during the break. Commercial break, and this was during this week, and he called me back yesterday, and we had a nice chat, and he's going to delineate exactly what's going to happen and what is happening with this nonstop, massive, full-bore effort to engineer the climate, and that's what we've had. Bert, we 20 cents of worth of electricity per day is what we're generating. We can't. It used to work. Our solar equipment used to work great. It really did. That's when, you know, when the government allowed the sun to be shining through. But now they're spraying. And I got to tell you, I'm furious with these people. And I think drawing and quartering or keel hauling or public executions need to be done for these people who are committing ecocide. I'm talking about the bosses who say, y'all get up there and you fill up those tanks and you, you're the pilot and co-pilot. You'll go out there. Here's the grid. Go spray and kill everything beneath you. Those people, all, every single one of them needs to be brought to trial, and the punishment needs to be capital. I'm serious. They're destroying everything. And then we got Zelensky showing up saying, hey, y'all, you know, this is my favorite T-shirt. So I wore it just for y'all in Congress. And by the way, we need some billions so we can blow up some more of the planet.
Crazy, we have a war going on. Who would have thought? Vince, on top of that, we have a bomb cyclone hitting half the country.
Yeah, we're in it. We're in it right here.
Yeah. Wow.
And if we don't lose some cows and calves and chickens, it's going and people, it's going to be a miracle.
I'm looking at one of the airports, John Glenn Columbus International Airport. So they have these escalators that connect between terminals, but apparently they're, I mean, this is weird. Vince, have you heard of an escalator that's outdoors? Anyway, it's outdoors connecting two terminals, and of course it's frozen, it's full of snow, it's not working, and who's the bright guy that thought to put escalators where they're exposed to whatever is, they're basically outdoors between two terminals. Does that work? And if it's not snowing, and what, you know, I can't believe I'm looking at the photo though. Travelers walk across snow-covered frozen escalator in the parking garage of John Glenn Columbus International Airport.
Yeah, John Glenn. He ran for office, and the last I heard was he had some campaign bills that he decided he flat out wasn't going to pay, you know, printing bills. John Glenn.
Yeah, he was involved in one of those bank collapses as well. For those that were, I mean, we all have good and bad, I guess. He, first man to orbit the Earth and, you know, did a lot of brave things for the military, and he was a great astronaut. But sometimes when you get into Congress, you're tempted to take advantage of your position, and who are we to judge? But it looks like he did something like that. Vince, in the news, speaking of bank fraud, is Sam Bankman-Fried, and can you believe the powers that be sent him here to Silicon Valley? So he's living with mommy and daddy in their Palo Alto house right now, And I don't know if he's talking to the press or not. I haven't seen any recent articles, but he's here with us in Silicon Valley as we speak, Vince, let out on bail. Parents put their house up for, you know, part of the bail arrangement. I don't know all the details. They're saying, they're quoting $250 million and $500 million and numbers like that, but of course, you never put that amount of money up. That's what some bail bondsman somewhere probably most likely guaranteed. And yeah, he's out free. And I guess finally eating the food that he wanted to eat instead of whatever they fed him in the Bahamian jails. And we'll see what happens. Interesting story, Vince. It's come out that a lot of the stuff they bought with their FTX coins. And, of course, they created those out of nothing. It would be like you and me and a few other instructors on USA Prepare sitting down over dinner and a couple of computers and saying, hey, we're going to create our own currency and push. There's billions of dollars of it, and then go around buying things with that. Crazy, but apparently that's what he did.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, his weird-looking girlfriend, is allegedly turning on him, and she's going to expose the fraud so that she is immune from prosecution for the current level of charges that were going to be levied against her. But that doesn't preclude new charges from appearing. This guy has created the biggest fraud sans the IRS, right? Take the IRS out of the equation. I'm sorry, not the IRS, the Federal Reserve. Take out the Federal Reserve, and this guy's created...
You don't want to say IRS because they're listening. We love the IRS here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if they decide that, you know, they want our participation, we will help them gain all of the fame that they deserve. Name the names, etc. I'm not kidding. Those guys have audited me plenty of times, and they've written me checks after each audit because I don't cheat on taxes. I understand it's voluntary. Yeah, I understand taxes are, you know, federal taxes are a voluntary thing, and you don't have to participate. But if you don't participate, people show up with tools that go bang.
Vince, you got to take that call, or can we continue in class?
Well, I thought that was on your end.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what that is. That's the post office calling, because we sent a package out east, and it said, you know, it's in process, you know, tracking it, it's out for delivery, and it was out for delivery, and then it's like back to the post office, you know, U.S. Postal Service, and then so we track it, and they say, you know, it's back at the post office, and then we call the post office, and they said, well, actually, we can see stuff that you can't see. And actually, it's being returned to you. So, you know, it went 2,000 miles, it's going for a 2,000-mile round trip, and then it's going to go for another 1,000-mile trip. It's unbelievable the kind of incompetence that we have everywhere. But I think we're buying like 65,000 new electric USPS delivery trucks. That's what we need.
Well, that's the vehicle of the future, then. We're going electric.
I'm all excited. I can't wait to get mine. Yep, my electric tractor, my electric car. I'm all excited. Because if they stop making lead-acid batteries, all these petrol vehicles are going to stop in 4 years from the date they stop making lead-acid batteries. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I think things are doing really well, class. The Wall Street Journal just reported that in the Midwest, that's where we are here at our farm, in the Midwest, eggs have hit a record of $5.36 a dozen in December. That's wholesale prices. Now, I checked the Chinese factory outlet, and they sell them for less than that. Now, they're over $3, closer to $4. But it's still an enormous amount when you consider that just before the Great Death, about 3 years ago, you could go to Aldi's, and I was there before the death, and 36 cents a dozen. 36 cents a dozen. Let me say it a different way. Bert, back to you.
36 cents for a dozen eggs?
Yeah.
Now, are those from chicken or are those from sparrows?
Those are large U.S. Grade A chicken eggs, white chicken eggs, factory eggs, 36 cents a dozen. Now the wholesale price is $5.36 a dozen. And here's the interesting thing. Bert, if I wanted to buy, let's say, 100 egg cartons, those foam, polystyrene foam egg cartons, I'd have to pay 50 cents a piece if I bought 100 of them. Nothing special. They don't say Finelli on them or anything like that. I'm just talking about generic egg cartons that everybody throws away. And we don't throw them away, but people do throw them away. And it's a problem because people want our eggs, and we're glad to give them our eggs. I'm talking about friends, farmers around here, but we don't have the cartons for them. You know, we give them the eggs and they keep the cartons. So, yeah. You know, we say we need the cartons back and we don't get them back. So the eggs go one way and then they stop. So no egg cartons, they don't get any more eggs. I mean, they can't remember to keep the egg cartons? I don't know. Some really stupid things. I mean, throwing away egg cartons is beyond dumb. Throwing away soda bottles is beyond dumb. Using plastic soda bottles is beyond dumb.
When I grew up, we used to get milk delivered in bottles, and we'd always put the used bottles out, and, you know, we were recycling back then before it was fashionable. It was just the way things were done.
Right.
Vince, what does Dr. Shealy say on eating eggs? Does he recommend them?
Absolutely. He eats several eggs a day. And his favorite eggs come from natural farms in Missouri. That would be our farm.
What's his position on drinking wine?
Drinking wine is okay. So, as far as I remember, drinking wine is okay in moderation.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, Vince, in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as smoking tobacco, probably there is no moderation, correct?
No, there's no moderation. And I've talked about that in class, that the big problem with tobacco is, you've all heard these stories. Well, my grandfather smoked till he was 94, 98. Well, when they smoked back then, they didn't have the tobacco insecticides. They didn't have the genetically modified tobacco seeds that were designed to one inhalation and you are hooked. You know, they weren't engineered to hook you back then. I mean, it was addictive for sure, but it didn't have the tobacco insecticide. They weren't genetically modified plants.
Well, Vince, there's another thing. What if he didn't, you know, let's say he lived till 95. What if he didn't smoke? He might have lived till 105. So there's proclivity, and some people are more susceptible. We talk about that a lot in class when we discuss RF radiation and exposure to excessive radio waves. There's no guarantee that that means you're going to get cancer. What it means is your chances have gone up, and those who are more predisposed, or let's say you're on the edge, your body's fighting other things and its immune system's on the edge, and you get bombarded with a lot of electromagnetic energy, that could be enough to tip you over and cause cancer and diseases and problems. So, you know, nothing's ever certain. You have to look in terms of probabilities, and I think in terms of smoking tobacco, it never goes in the right direction. It's just not good for you.
Agreed. And I've tried. Back in the 1960s, we had a friend who smoked, and I had a German Shepherd, Giacomo Puccini. That was our German Shepherd back then.
And he smoked?
I borrowed the cigarette from this guy who was smoking, and I put it near Giacomo Puccini's face, and you know what? He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
Surprised he didn't bite you.
Well, you know, he's smart enough to know that smoking is a stupid thing to do. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September of 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried bail while he awaits trial for 8 federal criminal charges related to the crypto investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, pled guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges and are cooperating with federal authorities. It's being reported Sam is under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California as they posted bail for their son. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. Honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Burt's with us in the front of the classroom, and from all of us here at USA Prepares, we want to wish you a happy and a Merry Christmas. But please bear in mind, Christmas is not present day, although the marketeers and the CEOs and the management of corporations have made it into worldwide present day. That's not what it is. It's a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, and it's a made-up day. The birth is not made up, but the day just was picked. And it could be any day of the year. So I recommend that you don't squander your money and buy presents for people you don't like, things that they don't need with money you don't have. I suggest that if someone needs a pair of socks in June, don't wait till December 25th. If you're going to help that person with the socks, help them when he or she needs the socks. And in my house, I bought one thing several weeks ago. One thing. Not for Christmas. But it was a book about cheese and how to make cheese and an encyclopedia of cheese because we don't have one. And I bought it used and it was about $5 or $6 shipped. That's the only thing I bought that could be even closely approximating a Christmas present. But it's for the family. That one thing. That's it, period. Nothing else. I have been deprogrammed from being convinced that Christmas is about buying things for people that you don't like, people that don't need things, and people, they don't like the things you buy them anyway. With money you don't have. I don't do it. And I don't vote. I'm not voting for any of these buffoons, these second-rate liars, cheats, and thieves, and scoundrels, and pedophiles. I'm not voting for anybody. Because I believe that it's all rigged. And I'm not participating in the big Christmas marketing scam. Bert, back to you.
Vince, let me also follow on and wish the entire USA Preparers class and everybody listening to us this morning a very Merry Christmas. And I think our wishes are well meant, and I hear what you're saying about gifts. Hey, Vince, you know, it was interesting. Last night I was listening to a historian being interviewed, and they were trying to determine when Jesus was born. And they said, based on history, including, you know, when King Herod died and some things like that, they are zeroing in on around 5 B.C. And I thought about it, and I go, well, B.C. means before Christ, so how could Jesus have been born 5 years before he was born? I guess that's one of those head-scratchers you got to chalk up to the way they changed the calendar. But they're figuring he was born around 5 or 6 B.C., and based on the stars and some other things, they're thinking it might have actually been in the summer. So, but we don't know because, you know what, Vince, there's no newspaper from Bethlehem or Jerusalem from that time that documented his birth. So all we know is that the powers to be did hear about a baby being born, and they apparently murdered some other babies trying to get Jesus, which they didn't. But they're estimating, Vince, it was somewhere around 5 or 6 B.C., that so before he was born, when he was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I was saying, class. It's a made-up day. There's no question about it. Bert, what's next on the list?
Well, we've had a terrible year in the financial markets, Vince, and it's primarily because we're paying the reaper for some of the sins of the government spending. And, you know, the Federal Reserve had been printing money for, you know, not just during COVID, but they really started in 2008 and seemed to be in 2008 and 9 what they were doing was working. And, you know, there's different opinions on that. But clearly, if you look at what they've done since COVID, since 2020, they've made a huge mistake in printing too much money. It doesn't take really anybody with more than economics 101. I mean, this is textbook proof that you can't do that, that modern monetary theory was hocus pocus. You cannot print all this money, even if you are the reserve currency of the world, and not expect to have repercussions. Vince, probably one of our most important things that we teach in USA Prepares is there's no free lunch. And, you know, there might be free lunch if there's a soup kitchen or something, or charity is buying someone a lunch. But, you know, that means you and I are paying for it, so it's not free. And that could be a good thing, right? But there's no free lunch. So pumping all that money into the economy, creating the demand, especially when we were telling people not to work, so there was shortage of products, there were shipping shortages, there were supply constraints, and then pumping all this money. Honestly, school kids could have done a better job. I've been for a long time saying the Federal Reserve should be replaced by a computer and just, you know, program that computer with the right program that maintains stable currency and take human emotion out of it, because they always overreact. Right now they're overreacting in the wrong direction. They're clamping down on the money supply. They're creating a huge spike in interest rates. Just, this is the fastest, I believe, they've ever gone up. Not the most they've ever gone up, but the fastest. And they're creating a huge shock to the economy at a time when we're already dealing with shocks to the economy. So I don't give the Federal Reserve very high marks, but the proof in the pudding is how badly the financial markets have done. It's been a terrible year. It's been a terrible month. It's been a terrible week. And we'll see. You know, I'm still optimistic about next year. I think, as Churchill said, the United States always does the right thing after trying everything else. So there you have it. But meanwhile, Sam Bankman-Fried is freed. And he's here in Silicon Valley, probably hanging out now at breakfast spot in Palo Alto, living at mom and dad's house. Vince,
yeah, he's supposed to be confined to the house arrest. And here's an interesting thing. I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm sure you all have. I thought he was supposed to go to the clink where Ghislaine Maxwell was being treated to three meals a day. And I thought that he would have the same fate as Jeffrey Epstein. I think that they'd find him dead. And the reason I thought that is he has the dirt on all these people he used to hang out with. Like, it's reported Tony Blair and some well-known celebrities and William Jefferson Blythe Clinton and, you know, people like that. And so, obviously, they're all, if you look at those pictures with him, they're all grinning from ear to ear. It looks like they won the lottery. All of them. And how can that be? And that was with Sam Bankman-Fried, also known as Sam Bankman-Fried. And I've heard Rich Shebin call him Sam Bankman-Fried, which is correct. The biggest fraud sans the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I've had some friends who are fairly smart tell me he'll never be allowed out of jail, because he has too many things to talk about, but that obviously didn't happen. He is out of jail. He's free to, as far as I can see, he's free to talk to reporters. And on top of that, before he was arrested, there was actually a film crew that was filming for a documentary, and this is going to be fascinating, the same crew that did a expose on the economic collapse we had in 2008. Well, that crew that did that film then was actually with Sam Bankman-Fried before he was arrested, filming for a new documentary. So that'll be fascinating when it comes out. And but meanwhile, he is free. He's as far as I know, he hasn't given any interviews, but we'll be looking for it. But and so it was a huge fraud, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. Now, some of that money was Silicon Valley investment firms, ironically, very close to where he's now staying. We call it Sand Hill Road in Palo Alto, Menlo Park area. And there's this one road, literally, where pretty much all the venture capital firms in the world, even if you're a European venture capital firm, you have an office on Sand Hill Road. So they're all there. They're all lined up. There's a hotel there as well, so that if you want to fly in from another part of the country or part of the world, you can stay for the week and visit these firms and pitch your company. Well, a lot of those very smart companies weren't so smart and gave him hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's pretty well lost, Vince. You don't have to worry too much about that, but there's also a lot of smaller people who invested money in the firm or just had their currency sitting there. I mean, part of the business that collapsed was just an exchange. So you had your Bitcoin or whatever, and you wanted to trade it, and you'd give it to them to hold on to for you to trade. Well, that wasn't so smart, was it? So, yeah, that's in the news this week. But the biggest news, of course, is the weather, and that's affecting holiday travel all over. Electric cars aren't doing that well, Vince. I think they need to figure out how to solve cold weather, because a lot of people now, and again, I believe in electric vehicles, but they haven't worked out the cold problem. Even if your car starts, they're finding, in some cases, the battery degrades so badly that if you think you have 200 miles range, you only have 20 or 30 miles range, so you can't even go where you were planning to go if you drive in sub-zero temperature. So there's more engineering needed. I think they'll solve it. But Vince, even diesel trucks are having problems. I heard some reports that trucks are failing on the freeways in some of these locations because the diesel fuel actually solidifies. It actually becomes a jelly. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I reported that was going to happen this week. I forecasted it. And I told our class what to do about it. And you simply, I'll say it again, you simply mix about a cup of gasoline, regular grade gasoline, with the diesel. And so if you have, and you need to do this before it gets cold. I mean, if you know that it's going to get cold, you put some gasoline, not too much, you know, less than 1% by fluid ounces or gallons. So that'd be less than 1 gallon per 100 gallons of diesel. You put 1 gallon of gasoline or less, maybe about a cup for a tank full in a typical diesel truck or car. And you add it before you add the fuel. So let's say you're going to tank up, you pour in the gasoline, then you add the diesel fuel to make sure that the turbulence of the diesel fuel coming in through the nozzle and through the downspout of the fuel tank, the filler neck, mixes the gasoline up. Because if you don't, you can have an explosion, blow your engine. So you want to make sure it's mixed up. We've done that. We did exactly that for our tractor so that they'll start in this awful, awful weather, man-made.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, I'm sorry that we only have 2 hours of broadcast time per day. And you know what? I think we need about three or four. I really do. There's so many things that we need to teach, and we don't have enough time. That being said, Bert asked about, have I heard about the diesel fuel situation, diesel fuel gelling? Yes, I have. And we have farm tractors and diesel trucks and a diesel car. And we're not immune from this. I mean, the laws of physics are the laws of physics, and that's all there is to it. So yesterday we got a call from a guy, and we were supposed to have a tire delivery yesterday. And it was warmer yesterday than it is today. And he was having trouble keeping up with traffic on the interstate, Interstate 44 through Missouri, because his engine would not run at normal output because the diesel fuel was gelling. He added some substance called diesel 911, and allegedly that's supposed to have some effect on making the diesel fuel work when it's a little colder and add lubricity, and it wasn't working. And so I told him about adding gasoline, and he was going to try it. He never heard about it. So here at USA Prepares, what we do is we teach you things that are just flat out not taught in school. We teach you things that you need to know, things that are important. So here's a guy who's driving a truck, and he couldn't get his truck to operate, and he was afraid he was going to be stranded on the interstate because his truck was going slower and slower and slower and slower because as the diesel fuel was gelling. Now, we told you, don't go out. Don't do it. If you don't have to go out, don't do it. It's crazy. It's dangerous. You could die from freezing to death. And you know, when somebody leaves our house and it's something that we have to do, and it's a little chilly, we have blankets, we have road flares, we have all the stuff that we need, water, food. We bring it with us because we don't know if our well-maintained equipment is going to survive. We don't know. So we assume that things could go wrong. So that's the story about diesel fuel, Bert. And we've got Herman on the line. He's been waiting for 12 minutes, 44 seconds. Any comments before I click the air button for Herman? Did I lose you, Bert? I don't know where Bert is.
No, I'm here. And I was going to say, Vince, that truckers, they have to do their thing. They can't stay home. They have to, you know, they have their they have to haul. And if you save that trucker, you know, hopefully he passed through and was able to get his load to where he was going. And by the way, shout out for diesel engines, because they, you know, a lot of diesel motors can burn almost anything. By the way, do not put diesel in your gasoline. It doesn't work in reverse. Gas engines need only gasoline, but diesel can, a lot of diesel motors can burn a lot of wide range of fuels. So adding a little bit of gasoline is a good idea in the cold.
Only in the cold, and Bert, I have added diesel to gasoline engines, and it does work, but only in very, very, very small amounts.
Why would you do that?
Well, I wanted to know if I could get more miles per gallon, and I did. I did.
Interesting.
I did it. You saw my old 1985 El Camino, right? The black one, the SS El Camino. You see that?
Yeah.
That's what I did it in. Had a four-barrel carburetor and a 305 V8. Anyway, Herman, welcome. We got a real short amount of time left.
Merry Christmas, Bert and Vincent and all the class. Herman here. You spoke Monday. I'll make this very quick because I love Bert, but I got a bone to pick with him. And not really in a negative way, but you talked about how words matter on Monday. I'll give you a quick example because we have so little time. If someone wants to go out training with me for range safety, and they say, hand me a clip, and they mean a magazine, I won't train with them. I don't have the time to train people the nomenclature of what words mean. They matter so much. I think one of the things you can benefit class with, because I'm a numbers guy. I manage and have for many, many years large numbers for the family. And when people call cash and currency money, the GDP thinks that's money. It's not money. Vincent, I want your opinion on this. We may have to pick it up Monday. Can we stop calling cash and currency and Federal Reserve notes money and educate people that money is gold, silver, and intrinsic valuable things like lead, copper, brass? If we could make a genuine effort to call Federal Reserve notes cash or currency and just delineate that it's not money, I think we could educate a lot of people.
That's what I try to do. But Herman, money in the United States of America is gold and silver at specified purity and weight.
But people don't know that.
Denominated in a unit of measure called dollars. Dollars are not a thing, no more than a quart or an ounce is a thing. It's a unit of measure, and a dollar is a unit of measure.
I agree.
Okay, very good.
And
so, Merry Christmas, Herman. And on Monday class, I'm going to be teaching you about what I found as a solution or several solutions to this voltage, under voltage and over voltage conditions that are coming from the grid and what you can do about it.
And I've got somebody that's making the machine that does that, and I'm going to email it to you.
Okay, well, I've already prototyped it, and it works. I've prototyped two of them. And I said I would, and I did. So we didn't have time to do it this week, but we will on the first hour of Monday, right after Dr. Sergei Shulysorin. Herman, thank you. Bert, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Class, don't do anything dangerous.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.